Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, we need to give thanks for each and every day the Lord has spared our lives. We need to give thanks to the Lord anyway, because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, what would we do? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead with a couple of announcements. Amen. Glory to God. I want to make sure that you don't miss anything. So I'm going to go slow to make sure you get it, so you can make sure you come in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I want you to tune in on Tuesday night. We have Wow Radio, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. And they come on at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to make sure you don't miss any of the shows, because you know what? You can just be missing a blessing. Because, you know, God is a miracle-working God, and God works through his word. Hey, whatever that word is supposed to do, is when it's sent out, it's going to do just that. So I don't want you to miss them on Tuesday night. Again, they come on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, spiritual counselor, a leader, I want you to hit them up on Facebook. You can go to Yvonne Rouse page on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox them and let them know what the need may be, so they can get back in touch with you, because we don't want you to miss the move of God. Glory to God. As you can see, we're going on this year, 2018. I mean, we're already in March already, so I don't want you to miss it. So go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. If you need some marriage counseling or whatever, hey, it's in the house, because they can do it. So I encourage you to come on in and get in. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook, inbox them, and let them know what the need may be. And if you move on down just a little bit, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You may get a little bit of preaching. You may get a little teaching. You might get a little singing. But whatever it is, glory to God. Believe me, it's food to the soul. So I encourage you to listen. At Elder comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You won't miss it. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Because when Elder get through praying, good God Almighty, she pray heaven down. So I encourage you to come on and listen to her on Saturday. And then you move on down just a little bit further, and we come on every Sunday. We're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is all ministry with you in mind. So go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow them, tweet them, and tell them it's going down. We thank God for today, and it is going down. And I'm going to give you a little 30-minute break between there. And then the next will be the Hour of Power, will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, I don't want you to miss it. So make sure you got the time down right. If not, all of you who have Facebook pages, I know someone told me before that they don't do Facebook. Well, that's fine. That's why I went back over it, so you can make sure that you get the times down at a specific time, so you make sure you won't miss it. Glory to God. And if you do miss it, hey, just to have somebody else to open up Facebook and get what you need. That's the way it works here. We all help us one to another. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't miss what's coming up next. It'll be Minister Elaine Jackson. And then I also want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive a lot of perks. We encourage you to come on and partner. and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and see how God is moving in the wild team, because he's doing some great and mighty things. We're only in the third month, amen, of this year, but God is doing some miracles. God is a miracle working God. So I want you to come on in and partner. Amen. And in partnering, you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for. You know, if you don't come on in and say, okay, we pray for people anyway, but don't you want some specific prayers for yourself? Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and get in. It's, we're only asking $25 or more. Come and join us. Be a partner with the Wild Team and let God really bless you and use you in these last and evil days. You can text your neighbor, T-Boy, and hit them up and let them know. Come on, let's join. Because we want God to move in your life, amen, not only us, but, you know, in your life also. So in order for that to happen, then you need to join up. You need to hook up with the hookup. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on. We're only asking for $25 or more. But you will receive some awesome, awesome, awesome gifts with this $25 or more. So come on in. Glory to God. Amen. And with all that said, I'm going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, yet for another day that you have spared our lives, oh God. Father God, we thank you, God, because you are an on-time God, Lord. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, how you've watched over, how you protect, Lord God, and how you keep, Lord God, your people, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We know you to be the healer. We know you to be a miracle-working God. We know, Lord God, you to be all that we need you to be, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know you to be love to us, God. We know you, God, to be whatever we ask you to be, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God. We give you glory, oh Lord. Father God, we reach out all across the nation and ask you to touch those, Lord God, who need a mighty touch from you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those who have grown weary in their ministry, we ask you to touch them in a mighty way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and let them know, Lord God, that there is, Lord God, a way. There is a way of escape, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them know that there is someone who's willing, God, and obedient, Lord, who will help them to get where they need to be, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those who just need someone, Lord God, to talk to. Lord, let them know, Lord, that the doors are open for them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So they're not alone in their ministry, Lord God. And those ministries that have been laying dormant, Lord, and they know they have been called by you, and they know, Lord, that they've heard the call, and they answered the call, and don't know which way to go, oh Father. Father God, we call them in, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them not fear, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, but let them hook up, Lord God, so they'll know, Lord, what's their next step in ministry, so they can be taught the right way to go and the right way to come, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be no hindrance to it, Lord God. There will be no drawbacks to it, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for all those that are listening, Lord, on today, either by radio or by web, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray that you let them have listening ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in your mouth. Do you bless the Lord? Amen. All the time. Glory to God. You know, sometimes when you start to go through troubles and trials and tribulations, you forget all about, you know, what's going on. You forget all about God. You forget all about the scripture that you read. You forget all about, amen, glory to God. When he said, you know, you continue to bless me. And guess what? I will continue to be with you, glory to God. When your praises and you go up and the blessings come down, it ain't nothing I won't do for you. When you praise the Lord, thy God, oh, my God, heaven and earth shake. Oh, my God, he said, somebody calling my name. Good God Almighty, got to move over whatever the problem is, whatever the situation is. It don't matter. Don't you know he's an on-time God? You got to let his praises continually be in your mouth. That don't mean you only praise him whenever he just give you stuff. You know, you can get stuff, glory to God. You can always get stuff. But it's something when you have God to hold on to. You know, I heard this pastor say, you know, whenever, you know, you got the favor of God that's laying on you, you don't need, hallelujah, no money. Glory to God. Because everything you need, that's the door. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you got to continue to praise the Lord, thy God. Don't get weak in your praise. Times you get weary and weak in your praise because you go through so much. Sometimes you get weak and weary, hallelujah, in your praise because everybody done did you wrong. Sometimes you get weak and weary, hallelujah, in well-doing because others are getting and you're not getting what you asked God for. Glory to God. But sometimes, hallelujah, you may stumble, but guess what? He'll pick you up and place your feet on solid ground. So don't get weary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the praises of the Lord be in your mouth. Glory to God. I shall praise the Lord all of my days. Hallelujah. That means every time you turn around, you ought to lift up a praise to the Lord thy God. Don't let being afflicted tear you down. Don't let, hallelujah, those trials and troubles beat you down. Glory to God. Don't let the money situation beat you down. Glory to God. He said, if I be lifted up, glory to God, I will draw all men now to thee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you lift up the name of God, when you praise his holy name, he'll bring you what he needs. You'll get your own breakthrough. Glory to God. You won't have to stumble over everybody else getting everything that they need. You won't have to worry, hallelujah, about what they got and what you don't have. Glory to God. When you praise the Lord God out of thy mouth, glory to God. Don't you know he heard, hallelujah. Heaven and earth will move, hallelujah, every situation. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Don't get stagnated, hallelujah. Glory to God. Just because, hallelujah, I had a bad day on yesterday. Well, today is a new day. Glory to God. You have to live each day like it's your last. Hallelujah. Praising him for who he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All my days. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. You're going to praise him when you got a lot. You're going to praise him when you got a little. Glory to God. You're going to praise him when you got dust in your pocket. Glory to God. You're going to praise him. Hallelujah. My God. When you ain't got two pennies to rub together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you learn how to strike up a praise unto the Lord thy God. Oh, my God. Everything will begin to tremble and shake. He said, I can't get that one down right there because she got a praise in her mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And don't let people steal your praise. Glory to God. People going to talk about you. They used to sing this old song. You can talk about me, hallelujah, just as much as you please. But long as you talk, I'm going to bend my knees. And what they were talking about, hallelujah, glory to God. Just as long as you talk, I'm going to continue to praise the Lord. I'm going to continue to pray, hallelujah. I ain't going to let you get me down, hallelujah. You know they always got this gossip column. You know sometimes the movie stars, hallelujah, they got this gossip column. They always talking about them. Glory to God. But the more they talk, hallelujah, they need to learn how to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because let his praises continue to be in your mouth. Hallelujah. When the storms are raging, when the children are acting up, glory to God. Whenever your husband ain't acting right, you still got to learn how to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I guarantee you, if you say Jesus three times, then you'll be on your way. Good God Almighty, you will start to praise the Lord thy God, and everything around you will straighten up. Don't let nothing steal your praise. Hallelujah. When family ain't acting right, you got to learn how to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When they don't agree with what you're doing, it's okay. Hallelujah. But you ain't here to please them. You're here to be a God pleaser and not a man pleaser. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing steal your praise. Oh, my God. He said his praises shall continually be in my mouth. although, hallelujah, everybody crying about the sinuses, and glory to God said, oh my God, just go ahead and take the pill and chill, glory to God, and continue, let the praises be in your mouth, say, although, oh my God, the pollen is high, glory to God, but I know a God that sits high, and he looks low, and ain't nothing gonna steal my praise, glory to God, I'm gonna continue to praise the Lord, my God, hallelujah, until it ceases, my God, my God, when you look up, you got to praise God, lift up a hand of praise, hallelujah, glory to God, if your car ain't running right, still praise the Lord, glory to God, because guess what, he'll send someone, glory to God, to fix that car, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, you know there's something when you see people sometimes and you say, hey, why are you doing? They say, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord, but you let something happen in their life. They forget about that blessing, that highly flavor. They forget about where it went, glory to God, but continue to praise the Lord, that God. Don't let every situation beat you down. Don't let it beat you down, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going to praise the Lord when I have. I'm going praise the Lord when I ain't got, hallelujah, glory to God, because I know I serve a giving God. It ain't nothing he won't give me, glory to God, if I'm paying my tithes and my offering, glory to God. So I encourage you, don't be a God robber, hallelujah. You think God don't see you, glory to God. My God, my God, when you try to hold back, hallelujah, that 50 cents that you should have gave, glory to God, but he sees everything. He's an on-time God. So don't you know he sit high and he look low. Glory to God. God see everything that you do. His praises shall continually to be in your mouth. Glory to God. Don't you know, hallelujah, when you continue to praise the Lord, thy God, you don't be moved by what people say. You don't be moved how people act. You don't be moved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you get a bad report sometimes from the doctor. Oh, my God, hallelujah. God, I'm still going to praise you. Don't be moved by none of that stuff, glory to God. You could be on your job, and here they come. They always the gossip column. They going to make sure that somebody knows, hallelujah, so they can come back and tell you, glory to God, so you can say something, glory to God. That's the way it works, hallelujah. They going to the devil going to make sure that they bring it back to you, but don't you stop praising God, hallelujah, glory to God. Sometimes we cry pure tears, glory to God, about what's going on, but where's your praises, hallelujah? If you say the praises go up and the blessings come down, well, guess what? You got to keep praising him, hallelujah, until he drop it on you, my God, good God almighty, until he rain down on you, glory to God, to heaven, open up, hallelujah, and give rain, glory to God. You remember when he said it wouldn't rain for 3 days, and it didn't rain, but when he spoke it, hallelujah, and said, Lord, send the rain, what did he do, hallelujah? He sent the rain. So that's the way we got to do. You know, we got to learn how to persevere, even through the praising God, because sometimes we don't, glory to God, hallelujah, don't even know which way and what to do, glory to God. Whenever trials and tribulations hit, we forget all about the Lord, our God. Forget all about what you learned in Bible study. Forget all about it, glory to God. I said, okay, hold on. Hallelujah. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. You forget about all that, glory to God. All that's out the door, hallelujah. He said if you walk, hallelujah, you walk according to his will and his word, hallelujah. Oh, my God. If you walk in the spirit, thank you, Lord. You will not, hallelujah, glory to God, walk in your flesh. That means praying daily. That means seeking God daily. That means opening up yourself to the word of God. Let me help you out, hallelujah, glory to God. You know sometimes when you're under people, glory to God, hallelujah, and they're trying to tell you, this is what I want you to do, glory to God. This is what I want you to do, hallelujah. I want you to listen at what I'm saying. Now, you got to continue to praise him, hallelujah. This is what I'm telling you need to do. You need to know, hallelujah, who God really is. You know, sometimes you get so caught up in not knowing who God is. But all of a sudden, hallelujah, you know, things began to happen, and you done got the word, and they done told you you need to continue to praise God. But you know what? You forget all about that, and you think about the things that have happened. But you know, we serve such an awesome God, hallelujah. You can forget all and say, Lord, I cast all that up on you because I know you care, Lord. But the praises that I got, Lord, in my heart, Lord, I'm not going to forget you. I'm not going to forget you, oh Lord. I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to forget, Lord, how, Lord God, I know you can do it. I know, Lord God, what your word says. You said many of the affliction of the righteous, but you said you could deliver me out of them all. Yes, you did. So why am I going to cry? Why am I going to mourn over what's going on? Glory to God. Why am I going to fall out, hallelujah, with everybody, hallelujah, that's trying to teach me the word of God? Why am I going to act stupid with those that are trying to show me the way that I need to go? Glory to God. Why and why and why? When you sit in Bible study and you hear the word of God, you sit in your teachings and you hear the word of God, but then times something happened, glory to God. You start to fumble and you fall, glory to God. Take yourself back up and remember the word, hallelujah, that you were taught, glory to God. And I'm going, your praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will praise the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth, glory to God. So why are you going to fall out? I'm going to continue to praise the Lord until he moves this thing. And if I can't turn it around, God, I'm going to call somebody that I know can help me to get this prayer through, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to lay down until it's done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, so many times, everybody try to be so personal, Lord, glory to God. They try to stay right there in their own little personal bubble. You know, I've heard some people say, well, you know what? The world is so evil. That I just want to get in a bubble, and I want to stay there, and I just want to, you know, put my siblings in this bubble. Glory to God. You can't live, amen, on this earth by yourself. Hallelujah. Just because somebody did you wrong, hallelujah, you got to learn how to pick yourself back up, glory to God, and continue on with the Lord thy God. Continue on with praising God. Continue on like you're supposed to. Don't let people, amen, put a tag on your toe telling you who you are. Don't let them steal your praise for God. Glory to God, hallelujah. We were created to praise the Lord thy God, glory to God. So we need to do what we're created to do, glory to God, hallelujah. How many times, glory to God, have you heard? Well, you know, we need to continue on. You know, I walk by faith and not by sight. You know, how many times have you hear these sayings? Well, you know what? When you say that, you got to know what you're doing and know what you're saying. You got to mean what you say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, hallelujah, you just say that word because it sounds good. You just say it because you heard somebody else say it. Glory to God. You just say that, hallelujah, glory to God, because, you know, you just don't really, you just don't really understand it. Hallelujah. But know, amen, glory to God. Know him for yourself. Have a personal relationship enough to know that if I continue to praise the Lord thy God, hallelujah, everything, hallelujah, we're going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right because he's going to make it all right. If I continue to praise God, glory to God, Lord, I praise you over here. I praise you over there, Lord. Children ain't acting right. Lord, I'm going to still praise you, God. Family ain't acting right. Lord, I'm going to still praise you, Lord God. Oh, my God. Husband ain't acting right. They acting crazy on the job. I'm still going to praise you. Don't lose your praise. Glory to God. But the Lord thy God. Now, what if he cut you off? So, you know what? Well, you know, they lost their praise because everything was going on. So, guess what? I'm just going to hold up their prayer. Now, you don't want that. Glory to God. You want God to release everything to you. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to praise the Lord. Now, God, his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Don't get fooled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By the circumstances, hallelujah, that goes on around you. Glory to God. Don't get fooled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By them, hallelujah, that say they know the Lord. Glory to God. Don't get fooled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get up under someone who going to help you. My God, don't be fooled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By what Satan trying to throw in your path. Know that you're headed for greatness. And he's going to try to throw a wrench in the system. But just know, glory to God, even without God's permission, he can't do a thing to you. When he said enough, remember they talked about it on Tuesday night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They said what it was. Amen. Said, leave him alone. Hey, glory to God. Leave him alone. Glory to God. Use that word that they taught on that Tuesday night. I bet you hadn't even thought about that word no more. Everything that's coming to you, you hadn't even thought about that more, no more. Glory to God. But use the word that you have. You got to have some word in you in order to use it. Don't let nothing steal your praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might get two or three bills in the mail. Don't let that steal your praise, and don't let that steal your tithes and your offering either. Let me help you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, excuse me, sometimes whenever you get bills in the mail and all is coming and this coming, this coming, you let stuff steal your praise. They still got to have a praise down inside of you. You got to learn how to break outside of, hallelujah, glory to God, the norm. You know, sometimes you can be sitting in your car, in your vehicle, and you say, Lord, I praise you. You know, Lord, I thank you, God. Oh, my God, I ain't let nothing steal my praise, glory to God. As many times as the enemy tried to bring it up in your mind, you still got to repeat the word of God. Sometimes you sit and you meditate on the worst, but you got to understand. You got to meditate on the good things of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to let nothing steal my praise, because I still got to praise down on the inside, trying to get out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care. Hallelujah. If you have to eat bologna all week, don't let nothing steal your praise. Glory to God. Just know, hallelujah, glory to God, that greatness is coming to you. That's what it is. Glory to God. If he can steal your praise, he got you then. Glory to God. Like I said, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my God. When they cutting up, hallelujah, glory to God, you began to praise the Lord even more. So, say, Lord, I need you to go over there and see about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, they just ain't doing right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. What you got to do is learn how to tell the Lord about it. Don't hold it on the inside. But if you talk to him about it, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I hear you, my daughter. I hear you, my son. In order to be a daughter or son, glory to God, you got to confess him as Lord and Savior. So don't let nothing steal your praise. We're in a place now where when you praise the God, hallelujah, glory to God, you're going to shake some trees. You'll notice the trees will start to shake. And everything down around you, hallelujah, glory to God. Everything around you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. It will start to shake and break. Good God Almighty, but not shake and bake. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let nothing steal your praise. You're coming out season. You're going to praise the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. You're going to praise him in your house. You're going to praise him on your job. They're going to think you're losing your mind. Hallelujah, glory to God. But let me help you now. Some that praise the Lord, glory to God, they don't know which way Jesus went because they still living in their sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. But that's okay. When they pretend, hallelujah, something going to hit them. Oh, glory to God. And they're going to wonder, what is that? Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Because if they stay there in that place long enough, the Holy Ghost will grab hold to them and says, you call my name. So here I am. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I hear revival coming on. Good God Almighty. There's going to be a revival. Hallelujah. You're going to triumph on the devil. Good God Almighty. People are going to be saved all across the nation. Good God Almighty. Because you came out and you began to praise the Lord. You didn't let nothing stop you. Glory to God. I will continue to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything that they said that they were going to do to me, glory to God, I'm still going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All that junk that they've been talking, oh my God, all that untruth that they've been saying, I'm still going to praise the Lord. Glory to God. Even they come and tell you stuff about your children, good God Almighty, I'm still going to praise the Lord. I'm not going to bend my knee and listen to what they saying. I'm going to continue to praise the Lord thy God with all of my strength, with all of my might, everything that I got in me. Glory to God. If I have to praise him day, hallelujah. If I have to praise him in the midnight hour, glory to God. I'm going to break this stuff in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing steal your praise. Don't let nothing, hallelujah, steal your praise. Hallelujah. How many times, hallelujah, 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 how many times, hallelujah, glory to God, how many times have things happened and you just forget all about it, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, how many times have you just, how many times have things happened and you just forget all about Jesus Christ, glory to God, how he died on the cross. You let stuff steal your praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Don't let them steal your praise. That's what the devil wants to do. If he can steal your praise, he got you in. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he can just get you to keep, amen, your tithes and your offering, don't give it. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Glory to God. Just keep it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He got you in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't give it. Just go ahead and steal it. You'll be all right. They don't see you. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Don't let them get you like that. When you start to praise the Lord, thy God said, listen here. Let me tell you something, devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to need something more than one time. I'm going to need something more than two times. I'm going to need a miracle worker. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm going to be obedient to what he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing steal your praise. You know, sometimes people will come to you with all kinds of mess, glory to God, and they'll try to steal your praise, hallelujah. And they'll try to draw you off in a place where you should not be. Glory to God. Don't let that happen. You know, sometimes now what's going on, what I see, amen. I preach a lot about what I see, God, and what I know, hallelujah. You know, people love, like I said, they love to gossip. And they love to get on the phone and gossip. Glory to God. You know, they do. Hallelujah. There's a difference. Hallelujah. You know, this one told that one, and now they'll tell you. Glory to God. So when it comes to all them channels, it's gossip. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, you know, sometimes you can tell them, say, you know what, that I don't want to hear it. And guess what they'll say? Oh, yeah, you miss Goody Two Shoes. Now, no. I'm just being obedient to the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm cutting my ears off to whatever it is you got to say, because it ain't nothing that's going to edify me. It ain't nothing that's going to lift me up. It ain't nothing that's taking me closer to the Lord thy God. So I don't want to hear it. Glory to God. And that's the place you have to be. Glory to God. That's the place you have to get in. When you can get in that place, hallelujah, and just continue to praise the Lord thy God. Because you know what? They will stop you from doing what, from praising the Lord. Hallelujah. So whenever you get ready, amen, glory to God, to go in that mode, believe me, the phone will ring, glory to God. Somebody on the other end ain't talking nothing that you really need to hear, for real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They talking mess, and you don't want to hear that. Glory to God. Don't let them, you know, I used to hear this pastor say, don't let them put garbage in your garbage can. Glory to God. Let them take their own trash out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's where you need to get to that place that you're going to continue to praise the Lord. I will continue to praise the Lord. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. You know, we serve such an awesome God. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome, awesome God. So when we praise the Lord, our God, hallelujah. You can feel his presence. His presence will be right there with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can feel him, amen, right there by you. You'll know that you're in that place with him. Hallelujah. You can to him and you can sing with him and you can worship him and you can praise him. Hallelujah. Things don't have to happen, amen, for you to praise the Lord thy God. You can praise the Lord thy God and because of who he is, because of his greatness. Glory to God. Because if that ain't enough, hallelujah, glory to God, you can praise the Lord because he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting. John 3:16, come on now. You can praise the Lord, thy God, right there. That's enough, glory to God. You ain't got to have all the tea in China, glory to God. And you ain't got to have all the pictures in Italy, glory to God, my God. But you can praise the Lord, thy God, right there. If that ain't enough, John 3:16, glory to God, hallelujah. You can praise him right there, and that's enough, glory to God, hallelujah. God don't mind you having all that other stuff and all that, but just don't let the stuff have you. Glory to God. Put stuff in its place, but put God first. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we pray, we can praise God with a surety. When we praise God with a pure heart, that means, you know, we ain't just praising God because, Lord, you know, I'm praising you this day because I want something. Oh, no. Just praise him because you want to. Praise him because you know what he did for you. Glory to God. Because he died. He gave his son for you and me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That ought to be praise enough. Hallelujah. Lifting up holy hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Praising him right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve such an awesome God. My God, my God. You might have got a report from the doctor. He said your blood pressure's up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you can praise, still praise the Lord and say, Lord, I know. I know you to be my personal Savior. I know you, Lord God, to be my one and only. Lord, I know you, Lord. This blood pressure is going to regulate. And I'm going to believe you that it's regulating, God, right now. Now, let me help you out. Don't go and eat a whole big pack of bacon. Glory to God. Don't eat a whole big pack of bacon. My God, then all this fried chicken. Come on, now you got to do your part, too. If you believe in God to bring it down, then you gotta kick it out. Don't eat all that food. Look, glory to God. Hallelujah. Said, I'm going to eat right, Lord, and I'm believing you. That comes along with it. Hallelujah. You know how many times do people think that, you know, he's going to move, but I ain't going to do nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, some things you're going to have to do. That means that you ain't gonna, don't eat all that pork bacon, glory to God. Let me help you now. And don't eat all that fried chicken, hallelujah. But I want it. It don't matter, hallelujah. If you believe in God on this hand, and then you're gonna curse him with your other hand, oh, good God Almighty, come on now. Amen. You got to work with it. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Praising God. Amen. Glory to God. Staying connected to the vine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Staying connected with deliverance. Hallelujah. Staying connected. Glory to God. My God, my God. Because we serve an awesome God. Don't let your praises, hallelujah, be in vain. Glory to God. Praise him regardless of what you got. Praise him regardless of who you are. Hallelujah. You know, there are people, amen, glory to God, that want to praise the Lord, and they can't. But you got to praise him while you got a chance. You know, they can praise him in their mind. They want to speak it. And some can't speak. But there are some who can lift up holy hands and can cry out and say, Lord, I praise you, God, for who you are, Lord God. Oh, my God, because I believe in you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving your only begotten son, Lord God. Oh, my God, so that I can have everlasting life. That's praise enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, if I don't ever praise you, Lord God, for nothing else, I can praise you, Lord God, for what you did right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got dancing in my feet for you, Lord God. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I don't care what they say. Hallelujah. And if you ever went to a church, oh, my God, y'all getting it wrong today. Glory to God. Because this wasn't the message. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you ever went somewhere to a church, hallelujah, and then you go to praising God, and you know, sometimes they get to looking at you kind of crazy. Hallelujah. But just let them look. Say, you don't know what I come to do. Glory to God. Say, I come to clap my hand. Good God Almighty. And you move on out and you start to praise the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Because they don't know what the Lord has did for you. Glory to God. He may have brought you there. Hallelujah. To the church with $3 worth of gas. And a sister came up and gave you a holy handshake. You know what I mean? And she slid a couple of dollars in your hand for your gas. So they don't know, hallelujah, what you come to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't be trapped. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. By what somebody else say or what somebody else do. Glory to God. I was in a place one time. Hallelujah. I was in this church. Hallelujah. And I had this minister come to me, and I was praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, he don't know all that I had went through. He don't know all that I was going through. Glory to God. So I was praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Like I wanted to. Glory to God. I had kicked the shoes off. My God, my God. Because God is a good God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he came over to me, and he said, you know what? It don't take all that. Glory to God. I said, you know what? It may not take all that for you. you, huh? But it takes this that I'm doing and then some more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he walked away from me. Glory to God, my God, my God. So don't let nobody steal your praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't have, you think you ain't got nothing to praise God for, hallelujah. You have children, look around, hallelujah. You got children, you got grandchildren, and if you don't, hallelujah, just look around and see where you are, hallelujah. No, that's enough right there to praise the Lord, thy God. No, it's enough because you woke up this morning. The blood's still running warm in your vein, huh? Well, somebody may not have had that. And you can see all the things that's going on, glory to God, with the shootings and the guns and different stuff they're talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where's your family? Glory to God. Think about it. That's enough to praise the Lord. Glory to God. And praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Anyway, hallelujah. So that's enough, glory to God, to praise the Lord, thy God. You sometimes think you only praise God when you get a new car, hallelujah, you get a new pair of shoes, hallelujah, you get a new suit, oh, you know, some of y'all, you get a new man, then you want to praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, you get a new woman, some want to praise the Lord then too, hallelujah, glory to God, yeah, you've been looking at old Susie Bell for about 4 years, now the Lord done gave her to you, hallelujah, you're praising God, but did you ask God if that's who you needed, was it Susie Bell, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, my God. So many times you leave God out of the equation, hallelujah. You know, you could tear down some walls and you could tear down some situations in your family if you begin to praise the Lord like you know, like you need to. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will praise the Lord at all times. Oh, my God. Oh, my soul, Lord God, I praise you. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can't get weak in your praise. Don't let nobody steal your praise. You know, people will come, you know, and listen, you don't be being mean just because you say, well, you know what, I'm sorry. I got to go right now. I got to go. I don't want to hear that right now. If you can't call me with nothing positive, then don't call me at all. Glory to God. You ain't calling me with nothing that's going to help and edify me. Glory to God. Sure, we'll laugh, you know, glory to God. Now, yeah, we can do that. But don't call me. Amen. Glory to God. If you're going to talk about somebody, don't call me. Amen. Just don't. Glory to God. If you want me to call me and let me pray with you, or you want to get hooked up, amen, with who I'm under, call me. I'm the person to call. You can call any of the wild team, and they'll tell you the same thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll hook you up with them. Glory to God. So you can get what you need. Hallelujah. But don't call me and tell me, you know, hey, well, you know what? Who are them people? You know, I laugh about them people. They know what I'm talking about. Them people. Amen. Who are them people? No, you don't need to know them people. What you need to know is, glory to God, if you want to get up on them, glory to God. And if you don't, don't call me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we're living in such a day and a time now. Yes, because, you know, some ministers or some ministries are not doing what they need to do. You put all of them in a boat. Everybody ain't sailed over there in the same boat. Glory to God. There are some people who knows what happens. Amen. When you disobey God, hallelujah, and his will, hallelujah, glory to God. So don't put everybody in a boat. Hallelujah. My God, they didn't sail over here on the same boat. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, thy God, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Like I said, if you ain't got nothing else to praise him about, look at John 3:16, glory to God. Ain't this enough, hallelujah, right there to praise the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, my God, you got all your limbs, you got all your hands, your toes, your fingers, you got all that, glory to God, huh? Hallelujah. That's enough to praise the Lord, thy God. Oh, my God, I will praise the Lord at all times, glory to God. Oh, my God, don't you know how to praise the Lord? My God, hallelujah. Praising God, hallelujah. It's something that should come naturally because we were created. We were created to praise the Lord, thy God. So don't you like praising a God whom you know is on your side? Don't you like praising a God whom you know will never leave you nor forsake you? You know, you can praise people, but guess what? Hallelujah. They're going to leave you. They're going to stay with you for a minute. You may be going through a little something. They ain't going to go with you all the way. Hey, and they may give you a little something. Glory to God. Something to take the edge off. Glory to God. But guess what? You're going to need him. to continually to get what you need, amen, to go through what you got to go through. Glory to God. Yes, glory to God. So that's why you got to learn how to mount up wings as an eagle, huh, and fly high in praising the Lord thy God. Don't let your praises be stagnated, huh, by those who don't believe also, glory to God. But there are some just who don't believe. But you know what? You continue to praise the Lord thy God. Continue to go around your house praising God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Touching everything, touching every door. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord thy God. Oh, my God. Ain't nobody going to break in here. Praise the Lord. God, I seal it with your blood. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. If anybody come on this property, you will stumble and fall. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. And if any tongue raise up against me, the Lord God, oh, my God, you will cut it down. Good God Almighty. That's the type of God we serve, don't you know? Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and press the one, and I will bring you in. But you know what? You have to learn how to praise the Lord thy God on our own, you know. Amen. You know, I hear so much that I ain't got nobody to train me, and I'm fearful I'm fearful of letting somebody in, glory to God. But you got to let somebody in. You know, sometimes you can have your heart closed up. Even God can't get in that place. You say, yes, Lord, I receive you. But you know what? You have not received them because you're still doing the same old, same old. You're still doing the same old stuff you did last year and ain't getting no better results. Glory to God. You know, when you open up your heart and allow someone to come in and help break up that stuff, help to chisel out some of that hard coal that you had built up in there for years and years and years. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. When you allow someone in to help you, glory to God, to get in that place where you want to be. Whew, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To get in that special place where you want to serve the Lord, thy God, and you want to do what God is calling you to do. When you allow someone to get in that place and chisel up all that stuff and let me help you out to break off all them debt relationships that you had. You know, if he didn't do me like this, it wouldn't be like that. And he did me wrong, and the sister quit me. Amen. She went over there with Upfella. Glory to God. And I caught them out to lunch one day, and good God Almighty. See, you allow somebody to go in and break that stuff up and let you know, hallelujah, that you serve a good God. And what happened was, amen, if all that happened, they weren't for you anyway, because God had something better. You know, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. I don't care what nobody say. It is from above. That comes rain down from heaven, huh? Just like he rained down fresh manna. He can rain down fresh, oh, good God Almighty, from heaven, hallelujah, everything that you need, good God Almighty, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. I don't see no one pressed to one, hallelujah. You know, that high blood pressure, amen, that's one of the things that's been on me. I'm going to pray for some stuff, amen, glory to God. And if it's you, you reach up and grab it, hallelujah. We still serve a miracle-working God. My God, my God, huh? God is for you, so don't worry about it, hallelujah. And if you ain't saved and you want to rededicate your life to Christ, you press the one and you come in and let's get it done, because we serve an awesome God. We're in the day and time. We can't be shamed. We can't be fearful, because he said, if you be shame of me, amen, glory to God, then I'll be shame of you, glory to God. So you can't be shame, amen, of the gospel, glory to God. Whoever talks about it, you can't be shame. Hallelujah, glory to God. If you serve God and you know you're saved, then that's okay. You know what you know, that you know, glory to God. Don't be shame to serve the Lord thy God. I'm not telling you to go on your job and cry and tell everybody, you know, hey, hold up, let me tell you what the Lord said. No, amen, you hold that. Hallelujah, glory to God. He does things in decent and in order. So you hold that. It's good that you want to share, but he'll show you what to share whenever he builds you up to a place where you know how to share with people the goodness of God. Hallelujah. That's a sermon for another day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to pray, amen, for some things now. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now that that high blood pressure regulate, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, because we know you to be a miracle-working God. We know, Lord, you can heal them everywhere they hurt, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every blood vessel, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, line up with your word, oh, God. Father God, we pray for those who've had surgery, oh, God, and they're now, Lord God, and they're recuperating, God. We ask you for a speedy, Lord God, recovery right now in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it, Lord, because we know you to be the miracle-working God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we call out all those who the doctor said that they were diabetic. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, you can dry it up, Lord. Anything that gets in the way that's not like you, that's getting in the way of them serving you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you can dry it up. Every cancer cell, oh good God Almighty, you can dry it up, Lord. Dry it up right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, oh God. Depression, oppression, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you can regulate their mind, Lord God, because you are a mind regulator, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare it, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that they're healed, they're healthy, and they're whole because of you, Lord, because you are a miracle-working God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that everything is done, and it's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. I don't want you to forget, glory to God, to tune in next. Hallelujah. You're going to have a little break between here. You'll have a 30-minute break. Ministry Lane comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I don't want you to miss it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage you. Oh, my God, my God. I want to encourage you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I was talking, amen, with somebody. We've been talking about the first of the year seeds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know some did not do that, but glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, those that did, look for a miracle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there's still time. I'm not trying to get money from you. Glory to God. What's your $20 or $25? Amen. Glory to God. I mean, that's a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. But you know what? We serve a big God, and he can give more than that. Hallelujah. But he's trying to get something to you. He's not trying to get nothing from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hear the word. Hallelujah. On today. Hallelujah. If it hits your heart, then you know what you need to do. Hallelujah. But if it don't hit you, then I'm probably not talking to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, we serve a miracle working God. Now, I want to encourage you. Don't forget. Amen. I'm going to reiterate again. Go over and listen to that Ministry Lane. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And hear what the Lord is placing on her heart. I don't like to leave the show. Hallelujah. Amen. Without giving the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. If you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, I want you to do so at this time. Glory to God. So I want you to just repeat after me, hallelujah, glory to God. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent of all my sins. I ask you to touch me, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I'm yours, Lord God. I dedicate my life and I commit my ways into your ways, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Welcome to the body of Christ. Hit me up on Facebook. Hallelujah. And let me know that you received that word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We was going to get out of here in a few minutes, but I heard the Lord saying, amen, and I'm to pray for somebody who has a heart condition. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and pray for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, God. We know, Lord God, that you can heal the heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you can open every artery, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's clogged. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak healing to that body, healing to the heart, because, Lord, you know the matters of the heart. So we know you can heal it, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it is healed by your stripes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go ahead and get a benediction. Y'all go and get you some water, get you a break. Amen. Yeah, amen. And then listen to Minister Elaine, who's coming up. Amen. Next. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Have an awesome Sunday. Glory to God. And remember, glory to God. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And we'll see you back here on next Sunday. Amen.